I'm sure you guys got the injury report. So it was good to have Kyle Long, Sherrick McManus, and Roy Robertson back out to practice. You know, we're still waiting on a few of those guys, but it was good to have those three back. I'll open it up for questions.
Coach, can you just talk about preparing for Matthew Stafford and someone you've seen before, you know, who's a veteran player? You know, what are some weaknesses the Bears can capitalize on?
Well, I think if you just look statistically where they are, you know, after a little over midway through the season, you know, 16 points, you know, they've leaned a little more heavily throughout those nine games on their passing game. But here, as of late, they've kind of increased their rushing totals as well as their production. So it's a very potent offense, you know, not just with Matthew. I think, you know, their supporting cast, the receivers they have, the tight ends they have, the tandem at running back they have, that, you know, both as runners and catchers, you know, it's a pretty potent offense.
What have you seen from Kyle Fuller this week after maybe struggling a bit on Sunday?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just, I think, you know, we didn't probably play our A game, to say the least. You know, I think, you know, not just on offense, but I think on defense. You know, again, 23 points is not an exorbitant number of points, but, you know, we expect better and as a group. So all in all, I think, you know, I think guys kind of disappointed, and they've worked that much harder this week to improve, including Kyle.
At cornerback, is that a position where you kind of have to quickly flush some struggles?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I mean, you got to have a short memory, you know, regardless of what position you play. And, you know, like I said, you got a 48-hour rule, and that game's behind you. And, you know, we're definitely way into Detroit at this phase.
Jen, with Trevathan and Freeman both out, does inexperience and the person who calls, makes the calls on defense, is that a factor?
You know, I think, you know, you could probably argue that to a degree, but I think the continuity is more important, meaning the same voice, the same guy, and, you know, building continuity. It's not so much how old they are, it's just, you know, how long guys have played together. You know, you look at good anythings in this league, it's, you know, whether it's receiver tandems, quarterback connections, you know, there's been some consistency and over time to build that. You know, I don't care who you think of. I mean, that's kind of the way it works.
So whether it's Kwiatkowski or Jones making the calls, does that matter?
Not so much as far as picking between those two, but the fact that it's those two communicating to the other nine guys, that familiarity to me is more important than really which one of those two you pick.
Did Deion exercise today?
I think he was tired today, was what I heard. It's okay. You're dealing with an illness, you know, in some way, shape, or form. There's laws against that, and there's laws about it. I think illness covers it. I mean, I'm not being evasive, but I kind of am. Yeah. And for a right reason.
If he was that ill, why would you let him back in the building?
They're not worried about that part right now. I'm not the doctor here, all right? Yeah, I mean, I wish I could be, but I don't know. They won't let me do that. Practice, I'll get in trouble. Yeah. Yeah, apparently so.
With Kyle, you talked about wanting to see how he practiced and be able to go. Well, is this progress then if he's...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think, I joke with our trainer sometimes. He goes, well, he feels pretty good. I said, yeah, he's been out for 2 weeks. He ought to feel good, all right? So I think, you know, I think that helps, you know, rest. You know, he had the bye week, and then, you know, really we didn't use him extensively last week against Green Bay. So I think he does feel better, and he looked good in practice.
With him, he's so eager and so fidgety when he's not playing. How can you tell when he's saying he's fine versus when he's actually fine?
You know, I think, you know, all these guys are pretty tough individuals, mentally and physically. I think Kyle, no different that way in that sense. So, you know, there's our trainers, there's docs, you know, there's a lot of people involved in guys' readiness. You know, the position coaches, the coordinators. You know, I think he's, you know, like I said, he feels better, and I think he feels well enough to play, and he looks to be.
All right.
Thank you.